The debut novel from Nicole Dennis Benn shows a side of Jamaica that tourists rarely see. The characters are working-class women. They struggle with sexuality, they struggle with money, and they struggle with tourism squeezing their small community of Riverbank.
When tourism became the bread and butter for the island's economy, the developers and the government alike became ravenous, indifferent. In retaliation, people stole concrete blocks and cement and zinc from the new developments to rebuild homes in other places. But their pilfering brought soldiers with rifles and tear gas. The developers won the fight, and the people scattered like roaches.
That's Nicole Dennis Benn reading from her book, which is fictional, but also deeply personal. She's an out lesbian who moved to the U.S. to go to college. I asked her what it was like growing up on an island full of rising hotels and tourism.
You know, I never really paid it any attention until, you know, my mom, for example, she used to work on the North Coast and we'd be driving along the coastlines and she'd be saying to me, oh, wow, that we used to have that beach. Now it's closed off because, you know, a new resort was built. And so, you know, you can't access that beach unless if you yourself is a guest at that resort.
And what happens to the people who used to live in these towns that get just pushed aside?
That's a mystery to me. You know, some of them probably came to Kingston. Some maybe went to other parishes, neighboring towns, perhaps. You know, a lot of them, though, really seek work in the hotel industry. Now, whether or not they get the job is another story.
I'd like to ask you about sexuality in the book, because some of these characters turn a blind eye to prostitution, to rape, to incest, and yet homosexuality, in their view, is satanic. To be driven out.
Right.
Was that your experience as well?
Yes. Growing up, you know, little girls are over-sexualized, especially by older men. And no one talks about this. But they're willing to, though, look at, you know, LGBT, you know, a man having sex with a man or a woman having sex with a woman as something that's demonic. Right. And so growing up, it fascinated me. But now it angers me. Right. Because I feel like so many of our girls are ignored. You know, they have no voice. And, you know, when they get molested or raped, you know, the perpetrators are never caught. You know, they can walk around freely, but a known gay man or a known gay woman, you know, could be raped or attacked.
You were 17 when you left Jamaica. Did you come out after you moved to the United States or were you out in Jamaica?
I came out after I came here. You know, I only came out to one friend in high school. You know, she looked at me like, you know, what's going on with you? Are you sure? Like, this is ridiculous. But here, when I started living in New York and got more comfortable with my surroundings, that's when I decided to come out to my parents.
Could you have imagined a life for yourself as an out lesbian living in Jamaica, staying there?
No, absolutely not.
Even in
2016. And let me tell you why. I would not be happy hiding, right? It's one thing to be comfortable in my home, in my gated community as a lesbian with my wife, right? But it's another thing to feel like I have to almost be asexual at work and in the streets of Kingston. Like, that to me is like a Jekyll and Hyde that I'm not willing to play mentally.
And that's what your friends who are gay and lesbian still living in Jamaica have to do.
Right, exactly.
You know, one of the characters says, what will set you free is money. And it's this incredibly cynical approach, this idea that your salvation lies not with God, but with money. It seems true in the world of the novel, that if you can afford to get out, your life will be better. And if you don't have the cash, then you're out of luck.
That's really what it is. And, you know, I was recently in Jamaica for Calabash, for example. And, you know,
is Calabash a festival?
It's a literary festival held in Jamaica. And, you know, to answer your question about money, is that this is a festival where it was such a peaceful, inclusive festival. And it was well attended by Jamaicans who do have that money and that access. And, you know, walking around the festival, I also saw, you know, gays and lesbians who were present. They were very open. And you can afford to be that open in the country when you do have that kind of access.
Do you think you would have been able to write this novel if you had stayed in Jamaica, if you had not moved to the United States when you were 17?
No, not at all. I wouldn't have. And the reason is because I, as a writer, you know, when I was growing up, I looked at this as a luxury. That's how I saw it growing up. So that's why I was pre-med throughout my entire undergraduate career at Cornell, right? Because, you know, we were told to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer. And that way, you know, we could get our family out of poverty. Same way how Tandy in the novel, the pressure is on her to become a doctor to get them out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Even though right. She prefers to be an artist.
Exactly. So I definitely would not have been a writer there. And also, I would not have the mentality to critique. Because I think being away from Jamaica gave me that insight.
This is your first novel, and the response so far from critics in the media has been incredibly positive. What has the response been from people in Jamaica?
I'm actually surprised. It's very positive as well. My book sold out the first morning or the first night of Calabash.
Wow.
Literary Festival. And, you know, that says a lot to me. It's getting people talking. And that's the important thing. I guess when people start talking, when the dialogue start going, I think that's definitely leading to change. I'd like to hope.
Well, Nicole Dennis-Benn, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Ari.
That's Nicole Dennis-Benn. Her new novel is called Here Comes the Sun.